seated. I'm going to give the members from the orchestra a chance to move up into the choir position and to get their things in order. This year, our choir has been hard at work and preparing for you this year's cantata, which is entitled Waiting for Christmas. And if you think about all the anticipation that goes into Christmas, we anticipate the presents that will open. I mean, we wrap them under the tree so that they're a secret from us until that moment of anticipation. We wait for those Christmas dinners. We wait for the gathering of friends and family and the excitement that goes along with that. And if we're waiting on those things, sometimes they happen perfectly, and sometimes they don't exactly happen perfectly, right? Loved ones pass away or are no longer there, or presents aren't maybe exactly what we anticipated they would be. Someone bought them wrong. It wasn't what we expected. And yet, if we anticipate and wait on Jesus Christ and the arrival of him as our Savior, then we're never disappointed in that arrival, and he is always there the same. So I give to you this year the Vermontville Bible Choir and Waiting for Christmas.
Of all the special days of the year, of all the seasons we celebrate, one seems to be the longest in arriving, Christmas. Maybe it's because we anticipate the day so much that waiting for it can be one of the most difficult things that we do. And in the heart of a child, those last few hours leading up to December 25th can seem like, well, forever. We know for certain that was the case for one 12-year-old Sarah Beth Reed. You see, in an old family Bible, we found a letter from Sarah written many years ago detailing her excitement as she planned her upcoming visit to see her grandmother, affectionately known as Nana.
Dear Nana, I can hardly believe it. Only 10 more days till I'll be coming to see you for Christmas. Everybody around here is really excited about our trip, and I, for one, could sure use a break from school. Mama says that all our aunts and uncles are going to be there. Even Uncle Charlie. His stories are always funny, but I do wish they weren't quite so long. Dad says, once a year with Uncle Charlie is plenty, thank you very much. I know is I'm counting down the days. Why does Christmas have to take so long? Forward to our annual Christmas Carol sing-along around your piano. I love the way you play those songs, with all the little extra notes you add. I even love it when we get all mixed up about which verse we're supposed to be singing. That doesn't bother me, and I'm pretty sure God doesn't mind. You taught me that, Nana.
That's a great idea, Sarah. Why don't we do that right now? Let's sing along, everybody. And if you get a little mixed up, God won't mind.
And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. Shall we on Christmas Day?
When we sing those carols, it makes me wish I'd been in Bethlehem on the night Jesus was born. I can just see his father, Joseph, standing watch while Mary gently held her baby. But it makes me sad to think there was no place to lay him, except in a manger, and no one to greet him, except maybe for a few animals. What an unusual way God chose when he gave us Jesus, the greatest gift ever.
Luke 2, 8-12 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'"
Baby in Bethlehem alive.
can all go to the Christmas Eve service at your church, Nana, after we've had some of your homemade brownies. And yes, that's a hint. We can bundle up and go together, though we might fill more than just one pew if everybody shows up. Maybe it'll even snow. One of my most favorite things in the world is when the church goes dark and we all light our candles. It looks like a million stars in the sky. So quiet, calm, and peaceful. I wonder if it was that way when Jesus was born. Before the angels sang and the shepherds came running, I mean. I'd like to think it was the perfect night. Peaceful and still.
Was a perfect night. For you see, God's plan was taking place. The words of John the Baptist, heralding the arrival of a Savior, the Messiah, were coming to pass. God's promises were being fulfilled. The hope of the ages was making his royal entrance. Yes, a baby in a manger, but oh, so much more. He was, is, and forever will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hear the voice of your God.
I know you miss Grandpa Nana. I do too. But he's in heaven, and we'll see him again one day. Every decoration in your home reminds me of him, especially when I see your big green Christmas tree, just like the ones he used to cut down himself over on Fletcher's Mountain. But I've been thinking, as much as we love these memories, we have a lot to be thankful for this year, don't we? I'm sure we'll celebrate our family traditions, at least I hope we do, but something feels different to me. It's as if God is saying, this year, it's a brand new Christmas.
The same old carols play while the angel takes its place once more on the top of the tree. Familiar treasures found when we pull the boxes out, the bells, the bows, the manger scene. We remember those Christmases gone by, and it causes us to make the most of this precious time.
It's a brand new Christmas, another year, another chance to make a memory, to cherish friends and family. A brand new Christmas, enjoying moments with the Prince of Peace. There's no gift like the present, and this is a brand new Christmas. Another year, another chance to make a memory.
I have to go now, Nana. I've kept you long enough. And besides, I can smell something delicious coming from our kitchen. The waiting is almost over, and very soon you'll be getting the biggest hug you've ever gotten from me. Just think, in a few days, we'll all be together, singing the songs, reading the Christmas story, lighting the candles, and yes, even listening to Uncle Charlie. I don't know about you, Nana, but something tells me this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
The best Christmas ever. It can be, you know. Jesus, who came to live with us on this earth so many years ago, wants to give you a gift, the gift of eternal life. Not just life for a while, Jesus wants to give you life forever. But like any other gift, it must be received. In this case, the gift of eternal life and complete forgiveness of sins must be received by belief. Jesus has already paid for all of our sin. The question is, will you rely on what Jesus did for you, or will you reject the gift? Sarah Beth Reed received that gift, just like her Nana had before her. You don't have to wait for Christmas to receive the most joyous and wonderful gift. It can happen right here, right now. And that's our wish and our prayer for you, that with the ringing of the bells and the singing of the carols, you'll celebrate with us this Christmas. You don't have to wait any longer. This can be the best Christmas ever.
Christmas tree. right, one last round of applause for the choir. Every year. All right, the question for us this morning is, what in your life has taken hold of you with anticipation like nothing else? Was it the first time you were able to ride a bike? Was it the first time you were running the tractor or staying at home alone? Was it the time when you got your driver's license? For me, it took a little longer than others. Was it the plan for your trophy buck hunt? Was it going on your first date? Making a last payment on a loan, going to college. Maybe it was the first night in your new home, your marriage, or your engagement. Maybe it's the anticipation of someday that you will be accepted by others. Maybe it is, laugh all you want, but the greatest time of anticipation in my life was the anticipation that I would graduate from high school so that I could then marry my wife. As we go through anticipation, we can truly understand the reason for Christmas, the reason for the season that is Jesus Christ. And we're brought back to the truth that we do not have to worry about why or who or what will take place this year. We realistically can sit back and understand that every year is a chance to make brand new memories through the Christmas season, because not about the traditions, although they are fun. It's about the way we honor the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus gives us the reason to anticipate the Christmas every year because we celebrate freedom, we celebrate sacrifice, and we celebrate salvation. We celebrate freedom. First of all, we have the great privilege in the United States of America to celebrate Christmas right here and right now this morning in public. And declare that Jesus is truly our Savior. The problem is this: if we're struggling with our attitude around the time of Christmas, many people are going to be caught up in the fuss of it all, or caught up in the need, or in what we tend to get caught up into, the craziness of the stressful holidays. And if Christmas time is anything like ours, your traditions and your thoughts of Christmas should look like, may go right out the window and be passed over, kind of like a stadium during a flyover. We have the freedom to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in whatever we do and whatever we want to each year. And we can be as Sarah, the granddaughter, said in the cantata, every Christmas can be exciting and new. We don't have to be held down by the world standards. We don't have to be held back by our traditions. Worship Jesus Christ. Focus on him above all else. And this Christmas, you may understand why he is called the Prince of Peace. We can celebrate and we can anticipate Christmas because of our freedom, but also because of because we celebrate sacrifice. Sacrifice in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. What does incarnation mean? It means Jesus came, who being in equality with God, he became a man, the baby Jesus Christ. He laid aside his ability to be in presence of God, and he came to earth. He left heaven. That's sacrifice. Why would we celebrate sacrifice at Christmas? Well, because Jesus did not come to be served, but he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So the reason we give is because Jesus gave all and he set aside all. Many of us try to hold on to what we don't have, and some of us what we don't even deserve, and most of us. But Jesus gave up temporarily what he deserved so that you and I could be given what we don't. That is the kind of sacrifice we should be celebrating this Christmas. If we're all about that type of sacrifice, the wait for Christmas will never be sweeter. As you are brought and as you seek to sacrifice in so many ways for others. One of the fondest memories I have of Christmas, as we're talking about memories, was the time that I was a kid and my dad was working at the VA that morning as a nurse. And so he had to work until about 4 o'clock, and we were able to go there and to serve at the VA hospital with some of his residents. And that was a special day. And I will never forget that day. And each Christmas can be filled with special memories like this. We also celebrate salvation. If Jesus Christ is the reason that we can have a new perspective of Christmas, we need to know why he is such a big deal. Is he a cool story? Is he a nice hope? Or is he the only avenue for purpose in this life. Imagine if on Wednesday you're opening up gifts and you're given the gift of purpose. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, today I want to give you and I want to allow you to receive the gift of purpose. If there was no hope after life, what would be the point of the suffering in our lives? But there is hope, and I know there's hope, and hope is found in no other person than Jesus Christ. And I mean that in the cliche statement, Jesus is the reason for the season. But I think Jesus is also the reason for much more than that. You see, Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago in a manger in Bethlehem, literally as God with us. He came down so that you and me sinners could be forgiven. So how would we be forgiven? Well, no one is forgiven by God without the shedding of blood. Jesus came to be the very shedding of blood that needed to happen. He came to live a perfect life, to be buried and rise again from the dead. And anyone who believes on him as the way to eternal life, the only way to enter heaven, can be saved. And that is the celebration that we have this season. And that is the salvation you can receive if you believe that Jesus took your place on the cross, he died for your sins, and rose from the dead. So do you believe that today? If not, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of life? But if so, you have a reason to not only have purpose this Christmas, but also throughout all of your life. And so this Christmas, share Christ with someone or trust him for the first time. When God says to you, "Why should I allow you into heaven?" The only answer sufficient is the sure answer of Jesus Christ died for my sins and he rose from the dead. Make sure that you believe that today. Anticipating Christmas is so important because we can celebrate freedom, we can celebrate sacrifice, and we can celebrate salvation. And I want to thank you all so much for attending today. And we do hope to see you back next week as we seek to grow as sinners who are saved by grace through Jesus Christ as our Savior. One last thank you to the choir, and then let's pray and be dismissed. So let's give them one more round of applause. And to our sound men in the back and the lights on the side and everyone else involved behind the scenes. And thank you to our orchestra as well. So let's pray and then you will be dismissed. Merry Christmas to you all. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. And we thank you that we can have hope through the shed blood of Jesus Christ for our sins. That we have no other hope. And we thank you for that. Because, Lord, if there was other hopes, there would not be any true hope. We thank you that in all things, your name can be glorified, and today it was. And we praise you that in all things, you are with us. And we pray that you would be with us as we anticipate the Christmas season and help us to share our hope and our purpose with those that we meet with this week. We thank you and we praise you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.